morning, listeners. Welcome to another edition of News on the Go. And this is your personal news reader, Ashwin Chavria, giving you a roundup of what's happening around the world. How are you guys doing? How's Monday morning treating you guys? How was your weekend? Are you ready to get this day, get the week? On the news today, what's next after the smartphone? La La Land is expected to sweep the Oscars. Australia and Indonesia agreed to restore their military partnership. Venezuela and Libya lose the UN voting rights over dues and debts. Manchester United win the League Cup as Ibrahimovic scores the brace. And the Taliban is upset about deforestation. First piece on the news is what's next after the smartphone? Technologists gather for the World Mobile Congress opening in Barcelona, Spain. Absent this year will be Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg and Google's Sundar Pichai, who have set the agenda in the years past. This year in Barcelona, the confab's theme, The Next Element. With 5G still years away, the participants are trying to come up with something, anything, that could be the next element in the smartphone's evolution. La La Land is expected to sweep the Oscars with 14 nominations. It ties All About Eve and Titanic for the most nominations ever. Expect political speeches from Hollywood, but no tweets from Donald Trump, who will be hosting the annual Governor's Ball in Washington, D.C. Over the weekend, Australia and Indonesia agreed to restore their military partnership. A dispute had arisen after Indonesian officials discovered Australian military training documents they claimed were insulting. But the recent meeting between the presidents of the two nations has set the stage for peaceful relationships. Venezuela, Libya lose UN voting rights against debts. Yes, Venezuela and Libya has been suspended from voting in the UN General Assembly for the second time in 2 years over millions of dollars in unpaid dues to the world body. Venezuela would have to make $24 million payment to get its voting rights restored, while Libya's minimum payment is $6.5 million. In fact, these nations were prevented from voting last time as well because of the debts that still hold them against it. Manchester United win League Cup as Ibrahimovic scores a brace. Manchester United won their fifth League Cup title after defeating Southampton 3-2 in the final at Wembley Stadium on Sunday. Ibrahimovic and Lingard scored for United, while Gabbiadini scored the two goals for Southampton. The former Carling Cup, also known as the EFL Cup, is the first trophy for Manchester United under Mourinho's management. Last piece on the news today is that the Taliban is upset about deforestation. You'd be surprised, but yes, they are urging Afghans to plant more trees. The leader of the Taliban in Afghanistan, Akhundzada, has urged Afghans to plant more trees. In a statement, he called on civilians and fighters to plant once or several fruit and non-fruit trees for the beautification of earth and the benefit of Almighty Allah's creations. Afghanistan, by the way, has a severe problem of deforestation. Trees are cut down for heating and illegal timber sales. Well, yes, that's all for the news today. Wrapping up another edition on the 27th of February. You are listening to News on the Go with your personal news reader, Ashwin Chavria. I'll see you tomorrow, same time. And in the background, I'm leaving you with the Chainsmokers and Coldplay combination. Something just like this. Spider-Man's control, and Batman will sleep.